Conservative groups obtain voter records for illegal alien school superintendent arrested by ICE. By Sean Moran on December 2, 2025. Conservative groups successfully obtained unredacted voter registration records of an illegal alien who served as the superintendent of Iowa's largest school system. American Accountability Foundation, AAF, Chief Tom Jones said in a press release, "The records show us what we all know, Maryland is not serious about keeping non-citizens off the voter rolls. Sadly, there are likely thousands more non-citizens on Maryland's voter rolls." The Prince George's County, Maryland, Board of Election provided the information about the illegal alien to conservative legal group Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections, RITE, and off with the unredacted voter registration documents for Ian Andre Roberts after documents were initially released that redacted Roberts' citizenship box and other information. Wright stated in a press release the documents show that Roberts affirmatively claimed U.S. citizenship on his voter registration application, and that Maryland election officials took his word for it. Fox News Digital reported, Roberts, who first entered the U.S. in 1994, was working as the superintendent of the Des Moines Public School District when Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested him in September. Roberts was not legally permitted to work in the country after an employment authorization card expired in 2020, Fox News Digital previously reported. The arrest of an illegal immigrant working in such a high-profile school position shocked conservatives and others, as additional details surrounding his lengthy rap sheet in the U.S. surfaced as journalists and other investigators looked into his history. Amid scrutiny over his past, it was soon discovered that Roberts was listed as a registered Democratic voter in Maryland, where he previously lived. The Maryland State Board of Elections claimed that Roberts did not vote. Justin Reamer, the CEO and president of Wright, remarked, "This case demonstrates exactly why Congress enacted the NVRA's public disclosure mandate. When election officials attempt to hide eligibility records, the public loses the ability to verify that the law is being followed. Once the records were produced, we saw just how weak Maryland's safeguards really are. This is unfortunately all too common around the country, and federal laws do little to help stop non-citizens from registering to vote."